Is anyone here from Glen Burnie? Just as a question mark, anyone? All right, good. Then I don't have to apologize. Okay. I didn't do weddings. I was a club DJ. Actually, that's not true. I was a bar DJ. I would play like dive bars and beach bars and meetup places and things like that. That was what I liked to do. And I hated to do weddings. I wouldn't do weddings. And the other DJs would make fun of me for that because there's big money in weddings. I mean, you can make a lot of money as a DJ in a wedding. But I just couldn't handle the tension, the pressure of a wedding. You're taking two families and you're merging them together for the first time. And in the past, there would have been kidnappings involved and things like that. And everybody has to have a perfect time. You know, the bride has to have a perfect time, and the groom has to have a perfect time, and the mother of the bride has to have a perfect time. And I just didn't want that pressure. And from a music standpoint, the crowd is so diverse, you can't make everybody happy. You've got to, you know, play a song that the four-year-old flower girl will like, or a song, or the same song that the 95-year-old great aunt would like, and there's no way you can do it. So I would tell people who ask me if I would do a wedding, I don't do weddings. So my girlfriend at the time, her best friend came to us and was like, I'm getting married! And she was way too young and way too broke and not dating this guy nearly long enough, but she's getting married. And I knew as soon as she told us that the pressure was going to be on me to play that wedding. And I'm like, I don't do weddings. I'm sorry, I don't do weddings. And my girlfriend at the time, she was a bridesmaid, so she would come to me after every bride-related event and tell me just how, like, sucky this wedding was going to be. Like, she would say, we're going to get, like, slip-on dresses from Talbot's, and she found at the cosmetology school they're going to do our makeup and hair for free. And I'm like, oh, that'll be great. You'll look great. I don't do weddings. And, oh, they're going to have it in the gym next to the Catholic church in Glen Burnie, and they're going to have like a table, and people are going to bring meatballs and mac and cheese and put it on the table. I'm like, that sounds great. It's a summer wedding. It's like a barbecue. That's great. I don't do weddings. And they're going to bring like 5-gallon jugs of Gallo wine, and they're going to have like pony kegs of Coors and Bud. And I'm like, that sounds fun. It sounds really fun. I don't do weddings. And then she said, well, her cousin's going to make a mixtape, and he's going to put it on a boombox and play it in the back of the hall on a bunch of milk crates. And I'm like, fine, fine, fine. I'll do the goddamn wedding, okay? But I'm not getting paid. I don't want any money. I don't want any money for this. I'm not going to do the whole, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome for the first time, Mr. and Mrs. I'm not doing any of that stuff. You're going to have to find an MC, and you're going to have to tell me exactly. They're going to have to meet with me, and we're going to say what songs I can play, what songs I can't play, because my claim to fame was that I had like way too much vinyl. I would bring cases and cases of records, so I could play whatever song you wanted. I wanted a list from the bride and groom of the songs I could play and the songs I couldn't. And my girlfriend's like, oh, that's so nice. I'm like, don't, stop. No, no, no. So I went to the hall in Glen Burnie next to the Catholic church. And it was as advertised, plastic covers on the tables with those little Italian candles on the thing, and there was mac and cheese and meatballs and Gallo wine, and I brought everything. I brought the speakers and the turntables and the lights, the whole shebang. And I'm like, okay, maybe this won't be so bad. And then people start to trickle in from the mass next door, and there's like 200 to 300 people. This was a big wedding, and they're all drinking already. Like, they all have, like, hip flasks, and they're, like, sipping at the hip flasks. And some of them are carrying, like, half-empty bottles of Coors. I'm like, where did they get the beer? And they're all just walking in, and I'm playing general vibe music. I'm playing like Earth, Wind, and Fire and some Stevie Wonder and some old Michael Jackson. And this older couple comes up to me, older to me at the time, older comes up to me, and they're like, wow, this is quite a setup. I mean, how did they afford? I'm like, nope, no, don't ask. I'm like, well, hey, the guy, he's like, you guy in Nazareth? The musician gets it, right? You guy in Nazareth? Now, if you don't know Nazareth, they were kind of a mid-70s metal band that had like one or two kind of hits from Scotland. And I knew as soon as he asked for Nazareth, I'm like, oh, you want Hair of the Dog, which is their only famous song. And he's like, yeah, you got Hair of the Dog? And stupidly, I said, yeah, I got it, but I can't play it. There's a list. And if you don't know the song, the major point of Hair of the Dog is, now you're messing with the son of a bitch. Now you're messing with the son of a bitch. So it's not really a wedding song, right? It's not really a wedding appropriate song. It's not on the list. And he's like, oh man, bummer. I wish you could play it. And then he reaches into his polyester jacket and he's like, he pulls out a five. He's like, I'll make it worth your. I'm like, no, we're cool. No, I can't play it. I'm sorry. It's not on the list, right? So the wedding starts and everybody comes in. There's a lot of people and they're all drinking very heavily and they're eating the meatballs and the mac and cheese, and it's very party atmosphere. It's a Saturday night in Glen Burnie, so you know what I'm talking about, right? And everything's going fine. And the MC is the priest, Father Tracy. And Father Tracy was actually, he's like, all right now, all right, quiet down, Bobby. Quiet down now. All right, so I'm gonna tell Grace, and then afterwards we'll have the first dance, and then the Bobby. And then we'll have the apron dance, and then the chicken dance, and then we'll do a polka, one or two polkas. You got a polka? Yeah, we'll do one or two polkas, and then we'll do the father daughter dance and that kind of stuff. All right. Don't Bobby, and he was great. He ran the house. He was cool. So I'm playing music, and people are dancing, and they're getting drunk, and I'm like, okay, this is not too bad. And every time that couple, the older guy and the girl, come by my, they're dancing near the DJ booth. They're like, boy, it'd be great to hear some Nazareth right about now, wouldn't it? Yeah, I'd love to hear Hair of the Dog. Would you love to hear Hair of the Dog? And I'm like, no, it's not going to happen. So we get through, this is a six-hour reception, by the way. Yeah, so we're at hour 5.5, right? We're almost done. Things are going okay. I got a little buzz going on from the Coors Light. I'm doing fine. I'm thinking this isn't so bad. And the bride comes up to me, and she's been crying like the entire night. So she's got like mascara like running down her face. It's so nice that you did this. I'm like, yeah. It's so nice. And so my uncle's been bugging you for a song. I'm like, oh, that's your uncle? Yes, my uncle. He's been kind of estranged. We haven't seen him for like 20 years. And he's asking for a song. I'm like, yeah, he's asking for a song. What song? I'm like, it's, you probably don't know. It's Nazareth, the Hair of the Dog. It's not really a wedding song. And she's like, well, I mean, if you get a chance, it can make him happy. I'm like, are you sure? She's like, yeah, if you want to play the song, go ahead and play the song. I'm like, all right. So I play a slow song, Krista Berg's Lady in Red, if you're not familiar with the song. And then right after, I kick in Hair of the Dog by Nazareth, and it starts off. And as soon as it starts off, the dude is ballistic. He's like, oh my God! Oh my God! He's like pointing at me, you the man! You the man! And he's doing like every white guy dance in the world. He's like, oh yeah! And the girl's dancing. She's like, yeah! And I'm like, all right, well, making him happy. That's cool. And then in the back of the gym, all the way in the back of the gym, I see the father of the bride. And his head pops up like a prairie dog. He's like, and he knocks down his chair. And he starts running at me in like full Chris Farley. Like he's like this. He's like running at me. And he's cussing the whole time. He's like, son of a goddamn son of a bitch. And he's moving toward me. I'm like, what? What is happening? And he's right up. He's almost right at the booth. And I step in his way. And he's like grabbing me. Take that goddamn song. Take that goddamn song. I'm like, kid, what are you doing? And as soon as he's up there, his brother, the uncle, is in his face and he starts singing the song. He's like, "Now y'all messing." He's laughing at him and singing like, "Now y'all messing with the son of a bitch." And then the father of the bride just throws a haymaker and catches him under the chin. And they're both on the ground like brothers are, just trying to kill each other. And they're just hitting each other. And the woman who was with the uncle, she's laughing and pointing. And someone pulls her hair. And that's a girl fight over there. And then another fight starts over here. And then it's just full-on bar brawl in a Glen Burnie church hall. And shit's flying everywhere. I'm like, what is going on? And Father Tracy comes over. I guess he's trying to make peace. He comes over. Someone throws a punch at Father Tracy. And Father Tracy, "Oh, no, Bobby. No, you don't, Bobby." And he's going down. He's got some guy to headlock, and it's just crazy. And someone calls the Baltimore County Police, and it's Glen Burnie on a Saturday night. So they're there like lickety-split. Like, they're there. And they turn the lights, and there's blood on the floor, and there's beer on the floor, and there's a table overturned, and there's ripped dresses, and there's ripped jackets, and there's ties akimbo, and everything's just crazy. And the cops are like, "What the hell happened here?" And about half the group all point at me. And I'm like, "No, I just played a song. I just played a song." So I'm a gentleman, so I point at the bride. She told me to play the song! And she's like, "What do you mean? I didn't tell you to play the song. I didn't tell you to play that song." I'm like, "But you told me to play Nazareth, Hair of the Dog." And she's like, "We just called that the son of a bitch song. I didn't know the name of the song." I'm like, it's called Hair of the Dog. It's not called, who calls a song son of a bitch song? Flashback. 25 years previous to that, the father of the bride had dated a woman from sixth grade to his senior year of high school. It's Glen Burnie, so they dated a long time. And he decided in his senior year that it was time to become his own man and break up with that woman. And she didn't take it well. So she decided to have revenge sex with his brother in his house, in his bedroom, in his bed, with the door deadbolted while blaring on his stereo, "Nazareth, Hair of the Dog," for 4 hours. The police were called back then because the brother was attempting to bust down the door. The brothers hadn't talked for 25 years after that event. And the girl I was dating broke up with me that night. And that's why I don't do weddings.